Yevamos Perakei Mishnah Dalad. Ketzad. This Ketzad is going on the end of Mishnah Gimel, where we played out the scenarios of Get, Chalitza, Maima, and Be'ilo, Legabe Shtei Yevamos, Le Yovam Echot. Two wives of one Yovam. So now let's play it out. The cases are going to be the same. The ideas are going to be the same. The cases are going to be slightly different. The Mishnah is going to catch me out. Also, Maima Bazu, Reuven died. He left over Shimon, but he left him over two wives. Also, Maima Bazu, Umaima Bazu. So now here's an added knage to what we've been discussing in the previous few Mishnahs. The Maima, again, is only virtual. It's only Midirabonon. So, Mamela, it's Chal and Issues. What would be Lamasha? What's the purpose of Maima? The purpose of Maima is that if Reuven died and left over Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, if Shimon makes Maima, then none of the other brothers could take her. None of the other brothers could be Miyabim her. It's Miyachid her. But that's what it does with their Rabbanon. Kiriyoch, she's an Eishes Ish to that one brother. Over here, he has one brother, Shimon, who made Maima in Rochel. He made Maima in Leah. Tzricha Shnei Gittin. You have a problem. On a Deraisa level, the regular Zkukois, you need Chalitza to one to free both. But since he made Maima to one, so first of all, Chalitz is not going to be enough. He's going to have to give her a get because the Maima is like a Kedushin. So the Kedushin is going to need a get. That's for starters. More than that, if he does Maima, L'chayra, and then after Be'ilo, so L'chayz Miyabim, Zuit Tzura Samitzvah. The problem is over here that he made Maima in the second Yevoma. Once he made Maima in the second one, he can't marry the first one because the halacha is if you're miyabim one, you can't be miyabim the second one. The din of yibum is that one of them bayis echad ataboyna vein ataboyna shtei batim. So you can't be miyabim both. Maimar being patterned on what the yibum would do to a yivoma means that if he made maimar both of them, so first of all, the second maimar is a maimar because the first one is still skuka. On a deraisa level, she's still skuka yibum. So the second one is still open for maimar. But all the Maimer could accomplish is to need the second one to get a get, and also to spoil the Yibum for either one. Because Bayis Atabahim Vein Atabahim Shtei Batim, and the Maimer means you already were Misasik and Binyan Shtei Abatim. So the whole thing is ruined. So what are you going to have to do to get out of the situation? Tzvicha Shnei Gitin, each one had a Maimer. V'chalitza, one Chalitza will free the other. Next case, Maimer Bazu. He had the two Yevomis. He made Maimer in one. So with that, the other one is not eligible anymore for Yibum, but she is a Skuka because the Maimer doesn't take off the Zikas Yabmin. Then he made a get. Remember from Mishnah Gimel that the get can only spoil the Yecholus to be Miyabim. A get before a Maimer can only make on a Drabam level like a Chalitza, that Kivin Shalabod and Shuv Lo Yivne. So if he made Maimer Bezu, V'get Bezu, so again, the one of the Maimer, if that would have been the whole story, so then he could have been Miyabim. Since he gave a get to the second one, he made Kiviyochel on the Rabbanon, he made Ashtikel Chalitz to the second one. Now he can't be Miyabim, right? Because that's always the halacha. Once you give Chalitz to one, you can't be Miyabim the other. So he spoiled the ability of Rochel to be Nisiyabim. And Mamela, Midaraisa, he accomplished nothing. All he did was he ruined the Yibum. So Tzvicha get on the Maimer, and then you need a Chalitza to cover for the Daraisa. Maimer Bazu Bolazu. Here's a problem. He made Maimer in one, Kiviyoko, one of them is married to. Bayis Echadata Baina, the second one's not eligible. But he was Bol. On a Daraisa level, it's fine. And it's Nasis Kishal Lacholdover. So Avada, the second one's going to need to get Daraisa. But the first one for the Maimer is going to need to get Midirabonon. Therefore, Tzvicha Shnei Gittin. Plus, you didn't accomplish the Din Yibum. Because by the time he was Baal Azu, the second one, she wasn't eligible Midirabonon for Yibum. So we look at that Dirabonon that he wasn't Mekayim the Din Yibum. And now there's nothing he can do about it. He can't live with the second one because he had Maimer in the first. So there's a Kivin there's a Einat Abayin Shtei Batim, and he already made the Maimer in one. The second one's Be'ilo is missing because she wasn't eligible for Yibum. And therefore, the only way to get out of the Din Deraisa, Klape, what was done with Midrabanon, is the Chalitza. Maimer Bazu, V'chol Atzlazu. He made Maimer in the first one, in Rochel. And then he was choylet. So again, the maimer in the first one means that the first one, kiviyochel, was the misyapim. He certainly now cannot make yibum on the second one. He was mekayim the din deraisa, he gave chalitza to the other one. So the chalitza is a chalitza on a deraisa level, fine. The chalitza freed both of them. But you're still stuck with the maimer, which made a derabon dike issues. And therefore, Rishon Litzricha get, that he's still left with. Get lazu v'get lazu. He freed both of them. The first one he already accomplished, that he spoiled the Yibum. That's all he accomplished. He wasn't a kind of din deraisa. But klapi derabonim, the get free, kiviyochel zechalitza, therefore kivin shalabana shuv lo yivne. What did he accomplish with the get to the second one? L'chari, nothing. The lashon in the Mishnah over here is a little bit sosum. L'chari, the second get is meaningless. The spoiling the Yibum, that already was done. He's not creating a new issues for the get. Only one of them needs chalitza. That's takat pshat. Srichois, they both need from him chalitza that's done to one of them. You have to add that kinech. Get lazu, ubo lazu. He gave a get to the first one, so now nobody's aiming for yibum. But then he went ahead and he did yibum to the second one. So really, we don't see that yibum as being good because it's kilu, it's like a yibum after chalitza. Therefore, it doesn't take away the need to be mekayim adin deraisa, and you can't do yibum on either one. You're going to have to do chalitza. You also need a get, because on a deraisa level, the second one is a yivama. So tzricha get, v'chalitza, the chalitza you can give to either one. Get lazu u'maimer bazu, tzricha get v'chalitza. He gave a get to the first one, so he spoiled the yichelis to be miyabim, and then he made maimer to the second one. So the maimer is there, because we look at them both as mizukokim, as kukim, and the maimer is mechayiv him to give a get to the second one. But either way, a get over here is not going to be mechayiv anything on a deraisa level. He certainly can't be miyabim, because after a get, he can't be miyabim. That spoils the yibum. Therefore, what he needs is a chalitza, but he needs a get on the maimer. So tzricha get for chalitza. Get lazu v'cholatz lazu. He gave a get to Rochel, so he spoiled the ability to be miyabim. Cholatz lazu, the chalitza l'mais accomplishes the gabi both of them. Enacha chalitza klum, then nothing else is necessary. Mishnehe, cholatz v'cholatz. He made chalitza to both. The second chalitza is meaningless. Oy cholatz v'osa maimer, or after chalitza, when both of them are now apnuyas on the street, he made a maimer, or he gave a get, nosan get to boal, or he made a bi'ilo. Oy Baal, after a chalitza, he was Baal, and he was Baal the other one. Oy Baal the Osa Maimar, or he did it like that, he made a Be'ilah, and then Maimar, Nosan Get, V'cholatz, he made another chalitza afterwards. Enacha chalitza, klum. All these combinations, once he was cholitz, that's it. We look at them both as penuyas, nothing else could add or detract. Ben Yovam Echad L'Shtei Yivomis, Ben Shnei Yivom L'Yivom Achas. The Chalitza is Chal, that's the Aleph Bez Yivomis, is that the Chalitza to one Tzara is Chal L'Gabi all the wives. So therefore it doesn't make a difference. If it's one wife or two wives, it doesn't make a difference if it's one brother or two brothers. Same idea. Now everything we've learned, all the Cheshbonis of the last few Mishnayis, are totally in one basic Hanocha. And that is, what we've been discussing the last five prokem in Yevamos, the system of Yibum is that there's one Zikas Yabmin between all the brothers to all the Tzaras. And therefore, Reuven dies and he leaves over four wives for four brothers. As soon as Shimon is Miyabim, one of the women, the Zika falls off Legabi, all the other three are Pturais. Zikas Yabmin falls off. Also, there's now no Zikas Yabmin for the other three brothers. The same is true Chalitza. If Shimon is Chalitz 1, the halacha is that's Mafkid, the Zikas Yabmin, the Gabi, the other three, they all are Mutaris Lashuk. And it's also Mafkid, Zikas Yabmin, the Gabi, all four brothers. The Gemara keeps on bringing up over and over again, it's a sugi that starts on Daf Chavov, and it's over here in Daf Nun Aleph and Daf Nun Gimel in the context of this Mishnah. The Gemara is Mechadish, Amir Rabbi Barav Huna, the Gemara has a Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Legabe, a new musik that we haven't met up with yet, we haven't discussed yet, it's called Chalitza Psula. Chalitza psula is a chalitza which is, there's something missing in the chalitza. We'll say over one way of understanding it. Again, it's Rashi, Tosis. The Rambam might have a little bit of a different sheet. We're just going to, for clarity's sake, we're going to say over one basic way, and we're going to say over one basic way of taking this din. Chalitza psula is a din where the chalitza is not an equal opportunity with the yibum. That means normally, in an uncomplicated scenario, if you're not learning this perek with all the different cases, so Reuven dies, he has Shimon Levi, and he left over Rachel and Leah. The chalitza that Shimon does to Rachel, or the yibum that Levi does to Leah, is yibum b'mokim where you could do chalitza, and it's certainly chalitza b'mokim that you could do yibum. Chalitza and yibum go together. Zikas yabmin is always chalitza and yibum together. If there's a case where a woman is not ru'uya li yibum, that's mafkir chalitza. That's the basic idea of arayis, is that kol she'eni oil li yibum, eni oil la chalitza. Because of that, what happens if you have a chalitza where, because of one of the scenarios that we played out on a derabanan level, she's not roy, the chalitza is not roy li yibum. L'moshel, it's a chalitza after a get. It's a chalitza after maimar of the other tzara. She's not roy li yibum. If she's not roy li yibum, this epis felt in the chalitza, and on derabanan level, it's all derabanan. On a derabanan level, we see the chalitza as not having the full din of being mafkia zikas yapin. By the way, you can have this also benegir cases, not in Perikam Gamliel, the case that we had in the second peg and the third peg. For instance, there's a case on Dav Chovov. You'll have where Reuven and Shimon, two brothers, both died, and they left over for Levi and Yehuda. The two brothers were married to two sisters. Rachel and Leah were sisters. So when they're neuflois to Levi and Yehuda, neither could be miyabim, because each one is a choy skukosa. The two sisters, Rachel and Leah, both skuka to both of them. So memele, you're going to have a problem where Rachel and Leah are both in a choy skuka relationship, so they're not elibim. If they're not elibim, they're not chalitza. What's the fallout of that if it's chalitza psula? Chazal see that as a chalitza that doesn't take off the Zikas Yabmin Gansin. It doesn't get to the bottom of the Siba HaMechayevis of Zikas Yabmin, because it's not a full Yavama. So it's a Maisa Kivya, all this Durabonim. On a Durabonim level, it frees the Zika. It gets rid of it. It's a Maisa Chalitza, but it doesn't completely get rid of the Zikas Yabmin. And where that comes out is Beloshen Chazal Tzricha Lachso Al Kol Ha'achin. This, that one brother, Reuven dies, and Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar, you have 20 brothers, and one Maisa Chalitza frees her from the Zikas Yam of all 20 brothers, is because the Maisa Chalitza gets to the Sherish of the Ishus HaMeis, and it's Mafkia, it solves Kilu. The Ishus HaMeis, either the Yibam Naske Ishtai or the Chalitza is Mafkia, and then that's it. There's no Zikas Yam. There's no Ishus over here being Mechayiv, a Zikas Yam to any of the brothers. But where the chalitza is a chalitza gerua, chalitza psula, it doesn't get all the way to the bottom, doesn't get all the way to the root of the zikas yabmim. The ishus is still here being mizoikeker to all the other brothers. She needs chalitza from all of them. It's very telling that in the Mishnayis over here, the cases that are discussed, is either one yavam, one chalitza, or two, one yavam, one yavama, or one yavam and two yavamis. Does not say in the Mishnah two brothers. Ma'oidi tochen that in any of these cases, the halacha will be she needs chalitza from all of them. We just threw it all together. That in any of these cases where you can't be miyabim because it's after a get or it's after a chalitza, after a maimon, whatever, all the possibilities. So then the halacha is that one chalitza will free both. Not so simple. If there's two brothers, could be she needs a chalitza from the other one also. So it's not mufurish in the Mishnah, not that way. And this is a machlok samiron. There's even a discussion, it's a machlok samiron, this part is already not clear how to shtim with the reading of the Mishnayis, that maybe a chalitza grew the same way we said, tzricha lakso al kolo achin, it's true that all the tzorois need chalitza. The same way we're saying that one's chalitza gerua doesn't get to the root of the zikas yabmim, and it doesn't take off the zikas yabmim legabi all the brothers. She needs tzuchin lachzal kol ha'achin. Maybe all the tzaris need chalitza from one brother. But that, the wording of the mission over here is that one chalitza is enough legabi both. So that's already, we'll leave that. That's already a rishonim. The subject is a tifa subject. We just touched the tip of the iceberg of it. There's different shittas and rishonim and different shittas in the Gemara how to play itself out. But daibozeh, as far as the learning of the Mishnah is concerned.